Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, hello, it's Cuddle Club again, and this time I'm doing it in my normal accent because I just got turned off. I did a fun accent, but you just, you know, it doesn't read well sometimes, so just my normal accent now. It wasn't anything derogatory or offensive, it was more just like a man who'd been burnt on the tongue, but still, people don't know the backstory. It's really hard to get the backstory across. So, yeah, fair enough. Okay, thanks for listening again. This is Cuddle Club, the show that, well, I talk about cuddling, don't I? Everyone wants to hear. Everyone wants to hear me asking questions about cuddling. And today is no different, okay? Who am I? Lily. They make me say who I am each week. If they don't know by now, they've been producing this podcast for 6 series. It's like, hello, it's Lily. Usually I talk to you a bit about what I've been up to, but I've done 3 podcast recordings today, so I sort of spaff my load on the news. Oh, I went to Egypt. I haven't even told you that I went to Egypt with my mother and brother. Put my mum on a quad bike. She's 75. Also, sort of threw her overboard on a speedboat. It was touch and go, actually, because she's got asthma. She forgot her inhaler. Well, she forgot the she forgot the refills for her inhaler. And she's 75, like I say. And we said, Christmas Day, let's go on a speedboat and a quad bike. You know, really make a different day of it. Very lucky, actually. Very blessed. And we've never been away for Christmas before. It was just because my stepdad died and my brother left his family, so we could really afford to have a different Christmas. Anyway, the point is, Christmas Day on a speedboat. Forgot to tell Mum how to use a snorkel, and I didn't realise how she's quite physically strong, so I think the guy just thought she's a game old bird. So we sort of jumped off the back, put a snorkel on, then swam for quite some time. She's not been swimming in 3 years, quite frail. And then the waves were crashing into her snorkel. She couldn't breathe, didn't have her inhaler. We thought we killed her. It was really awful, actually. But apart from that, lovely Christmas Day. And then she'd recovered and we popped her on a quad bike. She did have a nice time in the end, actually. Happy Christmas to everyone. Yeah, it was a gorgeous holiday. Couldn't ask for more, really. Well, yeah, the first hotel was absolute dog and really gross. And then we went to a nice one. So could ask for more. Anyway, on we go, on we live. This week we've got Fatia El Ghori. She's very funny. You might have seen her on Jonathan Ross chat show or The Comedy Show. And she's been on Outsiders. We talk about that. Great woman. Great chat. Here we go. I'm just going to pick a nut out of my teeth and then on we go. Fatia, hello.
Hello, Lou Sanders. Hello. Did I say your name right? Is it Sanders or Saunders?
I say Sanders. Sanders. But you can say what you like.
Are you mad? I'll say your name correct.
No, I would. I wouldn't go. I'll chew your ear off. You've got lovely skin and we just discussed you're 41.
Yes, I am.
Impossible.
I know, but that's what happens when you pray 5 times a day.
Don't say your age. Don't say your age on telly. We've got to pretend we're younger for show business.
Okay. Young and sexy.
Yeah. You're 31 today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I'm honoured. Thank you.
We're on Morocco Street.
We are. You know what? It's funny. We're on Morocco Street. I'm Moroccan. And I got lost on the street. Can you believe it?
I can't, because you'd think you'd know your way around, wouldn't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Did you ever grow up in Morocco? Did
no.
you ever? Not even once.
So I was born here and raised here, but I was born in Hackney. And then I stayed in Hackney till I was about 12. And then we just crossed the road into Bethnal Green.
Yeah.
So I'd say I'm an East Ender. Do you know what I'm saying? Like apples and pears and all that bollocks.
Do you wish you got brought up in Morocco a little bit?
Well, we go back every year. As a child, we always used to. So we'd spend the whole 6 weeks holiday there. And then as an adult, I go back like 2-3 times a year because I've got cousins and stuff there.
I thought you were going to say I've got air miles. I've got cousins.
So, yeah, always go back. I speak the language fluently.
Do
I know
you?
How to cook the food. I know my way around my town and stuff like that.
What town is that?
It's called, in Moroccan, it's in the north. It's called Larayesh. Mm. That's how you say it in Arabic. But, like, in English, it's Larach. And it's just under Tangier. It's, like, northwest.
Okay.
We're on the coast as well.
Nice.
It's a beach town.
Nice.
It's a fishing town, actually, yeah. And we've got beaches and, yeah, it's beautiful. Like, that's where I spent all my summers and yeah, it's so different. Like living in London is really, you know, it's chaotic.
Yeah.
Being a Londoner and that, and then going there so small and like just chilled and quiet and you can walk around the whole of it in one day. It's that small.
Have you ever?
No.
Would you ever?
No, because I'm a lazy bastard. Right.
Would I ever? Something to think about. Yeah. I have been up the Atlas Mountains. Beautiful.
Like
and somewhere else, Ana Suera, of course. And I went round to a Moroccan family's for dinner. I don't know how I got invited, but it was lovely.
What did you have? Did you have tagine?
I think maybe, yeah.
Or couscous, maybe.
I think tagine. Mm. But sometimes you can have tagine with couscous.
Yes. We don't really do it, but they might do it for like tourists.
Yeah, Tories.
No, tourists.
But they did, the family did, and this was going back some time, but we got to eat with the family, but then the women ate after. Mm. And I said, why can't the women eat with us? And they were like, no, women eat after. And I did think, let's all be together.
Yeah, some...
Has that changed now?
Was it a village?
Yeah.
Yeah, so some of them, it's like it's a tradition. It's not...
I see, it doesn't matter. It's kind of like, yeah.
They do it in like the villages. Like my brother-in-law's family do that. I don't know if they still do that, but they've done that before.
Yeah.
Where the women eat after. So yeah, it's just a tradition that they have. We don't do that.
As long as everyone's eating, doesn't matter.
Yes. And it's good to eat together. Like it's this is the thing I miss, because when you... you know, like living in London, like I live on my own. When we go to like Morocco, everyone's around the table. We're all chatting,
I love that.
passing bread. Pass me bread. Pass me. My favorite bit of meat is, you know, the neck. Oh, pass me, and they, you know, we're all passing these things.
Yeah, that's so
nice. Yeah, it's nice, but
it is beautiful as well. I've been a few times just because it's so nice, and also, can you believe it's so near? Really?
I know. We fly. I don't really like flying, so usually I'll get like a boat. I'll go from here and like to, or sometimes if my sister and brother-in-law are driving, then I'll go with them.
Yeah.
But like, so it takes like 2.5 days to drive there.
When I said, I believe it's so close? I did mean flying, actually.
Yes, because we fly to Tangier, and that's like 2 hours.
Yeah, wow.
You know, and then from Tangier, we get a taxi to Larach, and that's like 25 minutes or something.
Isn't
like that?
That amazing. 2 hours and you're transported to a different world.
I know. And then can you imagine when you're going to, like, I don't know, Birmingham? It's like 2 hours. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like when you think about it.
Fresh orange juice on the street.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's good. Actually, I'm going to Morocco. So. but when? That's the question. Well, you just done the camping show, haven't you?
Yes.
Outsiders. I did the first series. You did the second. I think we paved the way for you to have a nicer time. No big deal.
No, definitely. It was intense.
Yeah. How did you find it?
Yeah, I thought it was, I enjoyed it. It was intense though. It was intense, like, because we filmed it over 8 days. So it was just on the trot. And then, because you're doing like 3 tasks a day. So we're starting.
Eight days. Six for us in the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We did 8.
I think they thought, well, we haven't got enough footage. We need to 2 more days and then being funny.
It was, just wild.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the badges that we had to get, we were doing like 3 a day. And so, like, you'd start at like 9 o'clock. And sometimes you won't finish till like 11.
Really?
Yeah, it was intense. But
it was
enjoyable.
We were knocking up at 4. I guess we did it quicker. I don't know. And you had a wildlife expert that we didn't have.
Yeah, we had. So he was just telling us, he's like, don't touch these leaves, don't do this, don't do that.
Ooh, and negative man.
And a mansplaining.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know that was that
mint. Like I'd not seen a tree before. Okay.
Exactly. And he was also doing the fire. We had a fire pit and he was doing the fire, cutting up the logs. He taught us how to what's it called? Log cutting. Is it log cutting or wood cutting?
Axing.
Yeah,
stuff?
That. I don't know. Yeah,
yeah. Wood chopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was great. I loved it.
Actually, I think we did meet that man because I think he got very worried when I was swinging his axe around and he said, please give back to me. So yeah, I did meet him. So a guy that's got a penknife on a chain and you think, yeah, fair enough, actually. Yeah.
He's done all these things like, you know, like those kind of SAS stuff,
oh,
you
wow.
know, like
yeah.
mad stuff.
I really want to do, I've just seen Mel B on that SAS show and I really want to do it. But it's an American one, so you've got to have a higher profile than me. Okay, Mel B. I really want to do it. It looks so cool. It looks haunting though.
I'm scared. I get scared of things. Like, I'll just cry. They'll be like, who wants to ring the bell? I'll be like, me! Me!
They want you to ring the bell.
You know that
who
bell?
Wants to bring the folder to the headmaster's office? Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah,
no, but you know, if you ring that bell, that means you're out.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right, so... I thought you were giving yourself the smaller tasks.
Oh no, no,
I haven't watched the whole show. Obviously,
they'll be like, I think that's what they do. I'm assuming that's what they do in all the army movies, like G.I.
Oh,
Jane.
Right,
and that.
Yeah.
So yeah, they don't even have to ask me. I'll just already be standing there.
Ring
like,
the bell. Yeah. Ding. Try and get the fee first, and then just ring the bell out in the first one. No shame. Like the jungle, if you're out first, you still get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd like to do a show like that. I did email my agent, actually. And I have got to email them to say I really want to be on Celebrity Catchphrase.
I want to do that too. I love Celebrity Catchphrase.
I just love any catchphrase, really. But, you know, why not, I suppose.
Did you used to watch it when you was young?
Mm.
Who's that guy? I can't remember who done it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
is it the Irish guy?
Yeah, Castle or something.
Roy. That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, lovely
and
boy.
His son also was like a
presenter. Tell you what, let a woman have a go. That's what I say. Let a woman have a go at saying, say what you see. We could do it. Say what you see. Another white man. Sorry. Roy Walker. Roy Castle.
There is someone called, I think that's the geezer from Record Breakers. Castle, I think.
Roy Walker.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely boy.
Legend.
The touch quiz will touch you now. Touch quiz. Right, it's time for the touch quiz. You've got five questions and you have to think about what I'm thinking about touching.
Okay.
Right now. I'll think about it right now.
All right. Is it something in this room with us now?
No.
Is it in a bathroom? Would you find it in a bathroom?
No. It's a specific place.
Is it somewhere in...
It's in Medway. I'll give you that.
What's Medway? Is that a place?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know where that is.
You can still get it with not knowing where Medway is. Medway.
Is it a sheep?
Is it the famous Medway sheep? No. No, no. No, I'd think different to a sheep. Okay. It's in Medway, somewhere you would go, not to go and sightsee, more because you sort of had to stop there. That's a good clue.
Oh, have I had one go because I said sheep?
You've had about four goes, mate. You're at auntie. One go. She's optimistic. I'd say you've got two left.
All right.
No, the game is hard. I mean, that's not your fault.
Okay. Is it a car park?
Oh, well, Fatia, you'll be pleased to know that it does incorporate a car park. You can't have this thing without a pretty big car park.
Okay.
Car is the clue, really. And the car park.
Yeah, I bet everyone's screaming. I bet everyone knows what it is.
Everyone at home will be wild in the aisles, guessing away.
There's me still thinking, makes sense. Well, actually, it makes sense now that I got lost in Morocco Street, isn't it? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Just think, it's something that comics might have to stop off at. Lots of people might have to stop off.
Oh, is it a toilet?
Well, it's got a toilet in it as well.
Oh, what's it called? I know what it is. What's it called?
Well, you've got to tell me. That's the game. It's got a toilet. It's got a car park. It's in Medway.
What's it called? Like a petrol station, like the thing you go into, the shop, the petrol station shop.
Ben knows it.
That's because he drives. I don't drive, innit?
Well, it probably has got a petrol station in as well.
Oh, I don't know what it's called.
What's got a petrol station, a car park, a toilet?
Yeah, it's a stop thing. What's it called? Stop off.
Medway Services.
Yeah, that's I'll give you that. That's it. It's a stop thing. Yeah, it's got
it's
a toilet.
A stop thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is what I mean.
I'll give you that. Medway Services. Neither of us can be that proud of ourselves, but on we go. On we march.
Where is this place? Is it in Wales? Seriously.
Actually, that's a good point. Where is it? Medway. It's in Medway.
Oh, I don't even know where that is.
Yeah. Well,
it's a place.
I think you did very well considering.
Thank you.
If you ask most people, what am I thinking about touching, five questions, you'd be hard-pressed for anyone to get to Medway Services, wouldn't you?
I was going to be honest with you, when you first said that, I thought, when without you explaining, you know, giving me, you know, I thought cotton wool. That's what I thought. I really did. I thought, yeah, cotton wool.
Well, they probably do have cotton wool at Medway Services. So yeah. I was meant to give you the clue, actually. The clue was I was sick at this place after getting a vegan burger at Burger King at 11 p.m. and they fed me meat.
That's rude.
It's really rude. And I started crying.
Oh my God.
A man said, do you want some water? And I said, yeah. And I said, I just haven't eaten meat for so long. And he said, don't worry, there's no meat in this thing. And I was like, okay. But you know, also there is.
You know, when you go into these service places, that's it, a service station. Yeah, like you said, they're like.
Like she's come up with it now. That's it. I got it. Wait there.
They can be like proper rude. Like I went into one, I can't remember where it was, but you know, you can order it on the screen thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was going, oh, we're closed. And then the girl I was with was like, oh, can we just have we just want a cappuccino. Is your cappuccino machine working? He's like, closed. And then the manager come out and he's like, oh yeah, how can I help you? What do you want? And I was like, you just said it's closed. He goes, no, I didn't. I said, why are you lying, bruv? Don't make me come behind the counter. Are you mad?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quick fire questions.
Yes,
quite agree. Ready for the quick fire round?
Go on then.
Okay. Imagine if you said, no, I'm walking. That's it for me. Okay, worst present you ever got?
Oh, God, worst present. I'm just trying to think. Alcohol. I'm like, hello.
Very disrespectful, actually. Yeah. Who got you that? Your dad?
I used to work somewhere and somebody just got it for me as a present. I was like, no. But sometimes even now doing gigs, you go to the green room.
Yeah.
And sometimes some places will have presents for you and there'll be alcohol in it. And I'm like, it's not just, you know, hello. Like,
yeah.
Hello, you know, hello. I don't wear this hijab for fashion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
and
you should.
because it suits me.
Frames your beautiful face. Well, when I said to you, do you drink, though, I thought that you might not, but then you never want to assume.
Because yes, absolutely.
Some people are Muslim, but they drink.
Yes,
or, you know,
absolutely.
And you don't want to be like one. So it's tricky because...
But I think when it comes to alcohol, you should always ask, only because not just for faith, but some people are teetotal.
I'm pissed.
Some people
I'm
are...
I'm pissed, yeah.
You know, are you teetotal?
Yeah. But if someone gets me... but I started teetotal late, otherwise I would have lovely skin like you. after 25 years on a smash. But if someone gets me alcohol, I just re-gift it.
Yeah.
Like, I would have a liqueur chocolate and not be bothered, but it's everyone's different kind of rules.
Yes, so, yeah, exactly. Guess, and it's the same with, like, gelatine and stuff. Some people might be vegetarian or vegan, but they'll eat sweets with gelatine. I won't.
Oh, yeah.
So it has to be like it has to be vegetable gelatine or like a halal gelatine.
Yeah.
So it could be beef, but it's halal, which halal means it's permissible for Muslims.
Yeah.
So yeah, everybody's got different, you're right about assumptions. It's always good to ask everyone and also just not assume as well. Because you're right, people are different.
Would you rather your dad was Lee Mac or Big Mac?
Big Mac. Big
dissed your father. Oh no, what a diss to Lee Mac in the end. Oh well.
I do like Lee Mac, but we can't have two comedians in the family.
No.
But I do like Lee Mac.
What did your dad do?
Well, my dad passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. He passed when I was six, but when he was alive, he was a porter in a hospital.
Yeah.
So he'd be walking around with those trolleys, pushing like the linens. Yeah.
The linens, not dead bodies.
No. Well, I hope not.
So, Six is young. That's too young.
Yeah, he was ill. He had renal failure, which is like kidneys and stuff. Yeah.
So then there was you and your mama and siblings.
Yes. So there's 13 of us. We've got 13 siblings. But we didn't all, because we're a split family. So some of the kids are from my dad's side, his previous marriage, and some are from my mum's previous marriage. And then me and my sister are the only ones that are from him and her together.
Yeah.
So some of my siblings, like three live in Morocco, one lives in France, one lives in Spain, and the rest are here. Oh. But two of them have passed away, so there's only 11 of us now. Wow. But when we was young, there was nine of us living in the house together.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild. But it was nice. It was like always busy, always joking, always laughing, always something. You know, like eating around the table, like what I said, was just
That's
best.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. I don't think it was nice for my mum and dad because, like, we was all little bastards. But
did your mum remarry or
no?
Oh,
after he was the love of her life.
Oh,
I know. She just raised us as a single parent.
Bloody hell, good woman.
Yeah.
Would she remarry now?
Yeah. No.
Oh, she doesn't need to. She's got you guys.
Yeah. Exactly. She's done well. Like, my sister's a nurse. Like, I'll do this.
Yeah.
So, all the siblings are like, I think, I'm the only one that's like divorced, but the rest of them are also, she worries about me a lot. And I'm like, relax, mum. And I'm the second youngest as well.
Oh.
I'm the 12th child. So,
12th child. You can't worry about your children if you've got so many. Otherwise,
this is it. Well, this is like, honestly, she forgets. I got a joke where I say, like, she forgets our name. She's like, number five, come here.
Yeah. Were you allowed to get divorced?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's permissible. Like, it's permissible in...
Sorry for my ignorance.
No, it's not. It's good to talk. This is how people learn. Exactly. This is how you break down barriers and stuff like that. So it's good. No, it's not. I don't see it as that at all. As ignorance, I see it as a good thing. You've got the Muslim community, and then within that, you've got other little communities. So, for example, you've got the North African Muslims, the Moroccan Muslims, the Tunisian Muslims, the Nigerian Muslims, the Southeast Asian Muslims, the Muslims from Malaysia. So they all come with their own culture and tradition as well.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. So for us as Moroccans, there can be a little bit of taboo, but not as much as other cultures.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Good. I mean, good if you want to get free. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've done it twice. I got married and divorced twice because I don't learn the first time, you see.
Can I ask what went wrong? Oh, not wrong, because nothing lasts forever. So it doesn't have to be forever. But what was your type? Did you have a type? Men that were better at sexes.
Wrong types, I think. No, the first one was just not a good guy at all, like abusive, drunk.
Yeah.
And then the second one
he wasn't Muslim.
Yeah, he was. They were both Moroccan. This is another problem that I have. I'm like, this is where my downfall. I need to stop with these Moroccan men.
Right.
Stop it.
Okay. So he drank even though he was Muslim.
Yes.
And then the second one.
The second one was just an immature twat.
Right.
And yeah.
Drawing cocks on the mirror, etc. I've got to clean the mirror again. It's got a cock and balls on. And now, are you dating now?
I'm not seeing anyone at the moment, but I'm open to, you know, if someone comes along, then I'll try.
So
but
text I can't... us at...
Well, you know, this is another problem. Like, I can't use the Muslim dating apps because there are Muslim dating apps. So, like there's Tinder, we've got Minder in it.
Yeah, I thought that was a joke when you said that.
No, that's
still.
Real. That's probably
I thought
real.
That was a joke when you say Minder.
Yeah, no, it's real. There's loads of other ones as well, but I can't use them because, like, a lot of the community know me, so they'll probably get a lot of likes because of that. Because and then they might want, like, you know, you've got to be careful. Like, they might want to try to get some, like, picture from you or something like that and then blackmail you. So this is all the stuff. This is what I think about.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I was a little bad there.
We'll keep that in. We'll keep that in and put that on Minder. There's another quick fire question. Yes. I went off on a tangent. Would you go up to space for a laugh if someone else was paying?
No, I'm scared of flying. Shit, scared of
flying. Oh, yeah, you are scared of... Yeah, that wouldn't work for you.
No. even if they put me... If they knocked me out, so, like, you know, like they do...
That was
like
the other thing. First class will knock you out.
Do you remember... Did you ever watch the A-Team? You know, like, Barakas.
Yeah.
If they'd done that, I'd have to get injected and then, yeah...
You'd do it for a laugh if someone else was paying.
Yeah, I'd do it for a laugh.
If they knock you out.
Yeah.
It's a big knockout because it's a long way to travel.
It is. Also, I've got a massive tolerance to any stuff like that. Like,
have you?
Yeah, massive, man.
Why?
Like, when I go, I don't know. Like, when I go dentist and that, they have to give me like 3 injections. And she's like, this is enough to knock out a baby horse. And I'm like, who the fuck you call him horse, bro?
Yeah.
Are you mad?
I think you mean show pony.
So, yeah, so I just have a high tolerance. Even like painkillers and that, I can only take them for a certain, and then I have to start looking at alternative stuff. Like, if it's a back pain, then I'll have to look at a physical.
Don't ever start doing high street drugs because it'll be very expensive.
Yeah, man. I just
your Eckers, yeah. Your speed. I know some others as well, but I just can't think of them now.
I'm shut. Oh my God.
You're
I'm trying
now.
To say I'm sh- such. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, by the way, sorry, this is a bit of a tangent, but do you know there's a duo called, I think they're called Self.
No.
So they're spelled S-H-E-L-F.
Shelf.
Is that Shelf?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought that's Self then. How do you... Oh, no, so...
Shelf, I think.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. It's Shelf. But I thought Shelf was with a V.
Ooh,
Shelf.
I'd have to look into it.
Okay, sorry.
But
I always get confused, so I don't know what...
What's that got to do with anything?
Nothing.
Right, you just... Hang on. So you're just bringing up the duo Shelf or Shelf or whatever they're called. For no good reason.
Yeah, I love them.
You're just telling me about... Oh, great.
I love them, but I just can never get their name right.
Right, now's the time to sort of get that out. Now's the time to iron out what their name is. Yeah, no, I like that. When you said going off on a tangent, I thought it was... That was really a tangent.
Yeah, sorry, I just have issues with some words.
No, yeah. I went to France once. Okay, so back to the podcast. Cuddle club. I think that's enough. How romantic are you, twice divorced?
Do you know what?
too romantic.
Do you know what? I used to be romantic, but now I think I've just got a cold heart.
Oh no. So,
it's not, I can do those things, but you like, because you know, I've spent years doing nice things for people, for your men, and then it's not appreciated or reciprocated or nothing like that. Do you know what I mean? And stuff. Like when I was married, I won't tell you to which one, right?
But, yeah, I love
like,
that.
Cook the food and that, and he'd be like, "Oh, this don't taste like my mum's," and I'm like, "Okay." So then I stopped cooking. He'd come, I'd cook my own and eat, and that's it. I just cook like one portion, and then he'd be like, "Oh, well, we're not having dinner." I'm like, "Oh, I've had dinner.
Yeah,
I don't know about you." And then he'll be like, "Oh, well, I want to eat." I'm like, "Well, it's not like your mum, so maybe you should go to your mum's and eat there, innit?" Because you know that kind of like just so unappreciated. Like I'm coming home.
Sorry, was that some of the romantic stuff you've done? No, that is really unappreciated. Also, cook it yourself if you want to. Like, get the recipe from mummy and cook it yourself.
Just go live there.
I'd like to cook
my face.
Yeah,
that's the better thing.
if your mum's is so good, cook it for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I don't, the most romantic, I don't know, man. I'm just like,
that's why
I'm so old, I don't remember.
Not so old. I'm older than you. It, also, if you have a son, if we have sons, we have to teach them to cook or makes food so disgusting that they never say to their wives, it's not like mummy's.
Yeah. Exactly.
But did you used to do romantic things and then
Romantic things, like for example getting them a football shirt, a personalized one,
that's nice,
and stuff like that. And then, you know, like get the latest one, they're really expensive, and so, and just personalize it and then, you know, give it for their birthday or whatever, or but do it in a nice way, you know, like for example, hide it under the bed sheet. So when you'll come to sleep at night and you pull the cover back and then
that's
it's there.
Like
this, this is what I'm saying. I was proper like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Those men have ruined you.
This is it. They've ruined it. They've ruined it for everyone else.
Yeah. You know what you've done? You've spoiled it for everyone else. Was your mum quite, well, how does she have the time to be affectionate with everyone? Too many kids.
Not too appointments.
Appointments, that's nice.
Yeah, my mum was affectionate. She used to sing us these Moroccan songs, you know, like these lullabies and stuff like that as kids. Yeah, it was nice. But, you know, at the same time, that there was affection when we were young. And as we grew up, I don't know, I feel like Arabs and North Africans, they to show their affection, they just like feed you, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and feed you and feed you and feed you.
That would work for me,
you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
They do it through food and things like that. I think they've...
A hand on the back, though. A small hand on the back.
Sometimes, I guess. Or on the shoulder, you know.
Come on, let us in. Best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
The weirdest cuddles are the ones where people lean in, but they only touch you with their chest, and then the rest of their body is out.
Oh.
I can't... It's weird to... Do you know what I mean?
From the sort of... waist down.
I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You look like a giraffe or something. Like, what are you doing? So those are the worst cuddles. I don't like them. If someone's gonna hug, we need to connect to every point of our bodies.
Yes, every chakra.
Yeah.
Chakra and chakra.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've left my ass out the door once or twice, but not usually.
And I always ask another thing with cuddling, you've got to always ask, because some people are not comfortable with touching.
Yeah.
And some people, like with me, for example.
Sorry, Ben. Ben's the producer and I sort of ran after him today, sort of grabbed him. So, you should ask.
Yeah, always ask. Because some people, because that happens with me a lot because I wear hijab, because I'm visibly Muslim.
Yeah.
Like people always like, oh, do you shake hands? Do you hug? So, and I'm grateful that they let me lead that rather than assuming.
Yeah.
Because I always ask as well. I always say to people, do you hug? Do you?
Did I ask you? I think I did.
No, because I'm a hugger. So if someone comes in, then I'll go, I'll reciprocate. So, but it's just if I see somebody that maybe does, and I'm like, oh, do you hug or not? Do you want to hug? Or like after a show or something, or if we've met the first time and then we do a show and then afterwards I'm like, oh, do you want to hug when we go or not? So it depends.
Do you ever play pranks with the cultural differences? So do you ever say to someone, well, in my faith, we just tongue on the first so you could be having a bit of fun with that.
Sometimes I go, if someone's like stinky, I go, no, sorry, I'm not allowed to do that.
We're not allowed. Mum said you stink. Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will, it's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. And now it's time for Alan de Botton to ask a question.
Okay, Alan de Botton.
What are your remaining ambitions?
Well, basically, I'm working on a solo show at the moment.
Yeah, so you've got to be.
A work in progress. I've never done one.
Yeah.
So the first one is tomorrow. Have I written it? No.
How long have you got, would you say? Tomorrow, yeah.
So
how long duration show?
So I've got, I'd say probably about half an hour, 40 minutes, but it's all new. But tomorrow, tomorrow I'm doing half an hour.
Okay.
It's a split bill between me and another.
That'd be great.
Lord have mercy. That's all I can say.
That's fine. Half an hour's fine. You can breeze that. Because if you do 20 minutes, it doesn't matter. And you can chat to them as well.
Yeah, I'm rubbish at chatting.
See how my work pick ones. It's 15. More or less. Eke it out. If you had to write a book, what would it be about?
Language.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, so you know what we were saying about shelf?
Yeah, what you were saying about shelf, yeah. Yeah.
Do you know why I brought that up, actually? Because I was trying to say shut or something and it wouldn't. Oh, I couldn't say
it. It was more relevant than we thought, yeah.
So, yeah, I would write about language because I sometimes, yeah, language, like, I don't understand why, like, scissors has an S at the end of it.
You'll be the perfect person to write a book about language then. I don't understand language. Let me write the book. Well, surely you'll be asking the questions. Okay, one more. What good qualities do you have that don't get enough recognition?
Oh, I think I'm kind.
Yeah, I think you're kind.
Yeah, and I don't think I get enough. Everyone
really?
Thinks I'm aggressive, you know. But I have to be aggressive, otherwise people take the piss, innit?
Right.
So I have to be. But I'm kind. I do things on the sly. There could be things you would tell me and I'll remember it.
Yeah.
And then come your birthday, I'll get it for you and stuff like that. You might just say it in passing and it could be now and your birthday could be in 10 months and I'll get it.
Automatics. electric. Hard to get, actually. And what do you think life is all about, if I may just push?
I just think life is about being kind to other people and yourself and just leaving, you know, like living your life, but leaving a good legacy, like leaving something good for the planet, for the people that follow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think, like looking after the planet, being a good person, being kind to people. And love, yeah, that's what I think. Kindness, I don't think there's enough kindness. We live in a really harsh world.
Yeah.
And I think people need to be a bit more kind.
It's interesting you say to yourself as well because you can be, yeah. Yeah, that's a bit harder. But it is about love because when I did DMT, all I felt was love and I was like, oh, that's what life's about, love and helping people. Came back down, didn't do a lot really to help them. A few direct debits, that's it. calculator.
Okay, I'm going to put all the data into the cuddle calculator.
Yes.
And then it just comes up with your cuddle type. Okay.
Yes.
I'm just tapping away.
It better be a good one or else.
Oh yeah, I know. You are, hang on, what's it? Because I've never read it before, so the cuddle calculator gives it to me. So yeah. You are the mayor of the NYC of Cuddletown, New York City. No, even better. Nice, yes, cuddles.
Yay! I don't know what that means, but
that's a weird one. I will say that's a weird one, but I think it's nice.
Yeah,
the mayor of nice, yes, cuddles. So I don't think it can go better than that, can it?
I'll take that.
Right there, in a rush.
I'll take that. I think that's good. And it's funny because I've been watching a show called, have you heard a show called Mayor of Easttown?
Kate
Winslet.
Yeah, yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's weird, isn't it? That's spooky, isn't it?
That's why I see. I think that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. And I've watched that and I did really like it. I can't remember anything that happened. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell you the ending, but I won't. Oh, yeah, in the end. So now what happens is you get put on a, whether you want it or not, you might be allergic, but I put all the names of the people doing the podcast in and then someone wins a meet and greet with my kittens. Yeah, so it's big stakes.
Oh, my God.
Are you allergic to cats?
No.
Okay, well then, top of the leaderboard. That's sort of as big as it gets, really, I think.
Are your cats friendly?
Very friendly.
They are. How many do you have?
Two brothers.
Oh, what are they called?
Dr. Gorgeous and... or Bobbert, really. He sort of knows his name's Bobbert now, so it's quite unfair to change it to Dr. Gorgeous. And then Baby or Sir Bumble. They've both got two names.
Oh, yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I've had a blast.
I've had a lovely time. Okay, so follow Fatia and Gori online, on Instagram and Twitter. It's Fatia, FATIHA, and then El Ghori, which is ELGHORRI, which I think you don't need the dash for on Instagram. I don't know. Look it up. She's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Linktree. And I'm in your thoughts and prayers, I hope. Why wouldn't I be? Come on. Okay, let's pray for the world and see you next time. Oh, remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club. And remember to follow me and remember to rate and subscribe this podcast if you want to see more. And I know you do. You're desperate for it. If your name is Mike,
And you email me three times.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.